It is time for the Local Hero Report with Phil Corman, the Executive Director of CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our guest today, along with Phil, is Kathy Williams, the proprietor of Richardson's Candy Kitchen in Deerfield. Good morning, folks.
Hi.
What's happening at Richardson's?
Well, right now we're featuring our local chocolate-covered strawberries. I have them for about 2 weeks out of the season, and we have people wait all year for them.
Are they legal, Kathy?
Barely.
I am looking at a picture right now of these concoctions. Oh, my God. The size of an apple, number one. And what's the white stuff that's on top there?
First step, when we dip our strawberries, we dip them in a sugary base, and then we dip them in our dark chocolate. It's a great combination.
Where do you get the strawberries? When do you get them?
We pick up the strawberries every morning at the Simorowski Farm in Whately around 8 o'clock. And then we start dipping the strawberries around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Will people come off the street with a strawberry, bring it in to be dipped?
We've never had that happen.
Never had that
Not
happen.
Yet.
See, the things I think about. Is there a crew that you assemble to do this, or is there one person that's assigned to it?
There's three of us that work on them because we like to have them ready by 11 in the morning. They're fresh that day, so we want to have them ready as soon as we can.
So it's from field to dipping to mouth within a 3 to 6 hour period.
Yes, it is.
How hard is it to steel yourself against eating these things as you're dipping them?
We have to remind my father every day not to eat any until the very end. If there's any left, then we share some. But that's rare. Usually they're gone.
And you're second generation.
Yeah, my parents bought the business in 1983. The business has been there for 60 years.
Been very successful, and everybody knows the Candy Kitchen. What's the secret? Because it's in a place where, I mean, it's on a main drag, but
on
it's
5
not,
and 10,
it's not in the middle of a city or anything.
That's true.
Yet you have had tremendous success for 60 years.
Oh, thank you. We built on the success that the Richardsons had established, and we've followed those traditions. I think people really come back to us because they're expecting that same taste that they've always had.
You know, I'm so struck by the fact that, you know, we all grow up eating sweets. It's such an interesting, wonderful thing that someone can come back to a place that's still there, still vibrant, and get something that they remember from the childhood.
Deerfield Academy had a reunion weekend, and a gentleman that was in for his 50th reunion wanted to know which chocolates were still the same from 50 years ago. He wanted a box of just the same ones. We were able to accommodate him.
A box of childhood he wanted.
Was he going to bring this box of chocolate to someone?
He didn't mention that. I think they were for him.
I remember in the old days, you would always give a box of chocolates to your paramour. Nowadays, that would seem like, I'm on a diet. I mean, I can't. Is it still something that you do romantically to give someone a box of chocolate?
I do. But.
Yes, definitely at Valentine's Day. We see a lot of that. We're always saying that our biggest heart boxes at Valentine's go to the person who needs to get out of trouble the most. So I think it does work.
We use your, get out of jail card.
That's right.
What are the local or seasonal things are you able to use at Richardson's?
Doing the strawberries now. In the fall time, we use Clarkdale apples for our caramel apples that are dipped in caramel and chocolate.
Okay, double header. Yeah.
Yep. Our milk and cream comes from Maple Line Farms, and maple sugar products are from Williams Farm in Deerfield.
When it comes to dipping, what makes the perfect dipping fruit? Is there anything you're looking for in particular?
Well, the fruit does need to be firm enough to hold up to the heat of the chocolate, because when it's probably around 105 degrees, you still want that sweetness either to the strawberry or the apple. The apples, we actually go for a firm apple that's a little bit tart. You want that flavor.
Right. Talking to Kathy Williams here, the proprietor of Richardson's Candy Kitchen in Deerfield, and Phil Corman, the executive director of the community involved in sustaining agriculture. This is our Local Hero Report. Where you get these strawberries, are they setting aside a certain basket for you?
They do. They pick them for us to get the right size. We call them the night before to let them know how many we need for the next day.
I just love the idea that right now is the season of fresh local strawberries, which is a short window anyway. This is when people can go out with their families and pick local strawberries, and then you can go to Richardson's with your family and pick your own local chocolate-covered strawberries.
I've always looked at your place as pretty upbeat. I don't know what it's like behind the scenes. It looks like Santa Claus would be at home in this place. Is that what it's like behind the scenes? Is it just an upbeat, always positive place?
It's a lot of fun. We're fortunate the kitchen is right next to our retail area, so there's lots of interaction between us in the kitchen and our customers. So I think having that close interaction helps us cut down on the stress. But strawberry mornings on Father's Day, there's a little bit of stress there, just getting everything ready on time.
Strawberry mornings. I like it. On the website here, and what's the website again?
Richardsonscandy.com.
And there's a story here, a blog. What do a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old boy have in common? Talk to me.
The 16-year-old girl in that story is actually my niece. She works for us. And on her birthday, she was hoping to have a strawberry left for her. At 5:15, there was one really large strawberry left. She was hoping nobody else was going to come in. Customer came in, bought that last strawberry, so she ended up without her strawberry
on her birthday.
On her birthday.
Talk about a tragedy.
It really is.
I know.
But she understood.
And so the next day, my guess is at 11 a.m., she probably ate the first one.
This is a unique situation here where you're talking about local produce and then you're talking about candy at the same time. This is a great marriage.
This is one item they can't get through the mail. Like, this is a fresh, wonderful strawberry that's being covered and must be eaten on the sooner side, and it's not going to be able to travel through the mail.
That's true. We do online sales, smaller portion of our business, and actually when we do promote the strawberries on the website, we have to make it clear that they're, you know, available only in the store. You have to eat them the day you get them. There's no question about that.
Yeah, because our strawberries are amazing in our area, and then add on this incredible addition is just phenomenal.
Kathy William, of course, Richardson's Candy Kitchen has been around for a long, long time. You're the second generation. And Phil Corman, the executive director for CISA. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you very much.
BuyLocalFood.org.